Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
Well, the House joined the Senate in passing the $2.2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as CARES, with key help for hurting producers. Help is finally on the way after the House rejected a last-minute procedural move by one of the GOP objectors to force a roll call instead of a voice vote on the hugely expensive bill. Agriculture and rural communities are among the many beneficiaries of the unprecedented CARES Act. Billions will now go to ensure farm bill programs are carried out, while livestock and crop producers, rural businesses, as well as hospitals and healthcare workers get help in dealing with the coronavirus. Illinois Democrat Sherry Bustos.
Our farmers are worried sick about what is ahead this year, not only because of this worldwide pandemic, but also because of the threats of more flooding.
The CARES Act provides close to $15 billion to replenish CCC funds, the key to implementing the 2018 Farm Bill programs, and $9.5 billion for livestock operators, food safety inspectors, specialty crop producers, and direct retail farmers. Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse.
It will support the agricultural industry to ensure hardworking farmers and ranchers can continue to provide food security for our nation.
The CARES Act will also help rural communities with aid for telemedicine, broadband, and business and industry loans and grants. There's more for food stamps, child nutrition, schools, and food banks, as well as hundreds of billions in checks for individuals and families, including months of jobless benefits. Separately, the State Department also eased restrictions on H-2A and H-2B applications by farm workers in Mexico, addressing U.S. agriculture concerns of a possible farm worker shortage at critical planting times that are taking place during the deadly coronavirus pandemic. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue issued the following statement after President Donald Trump signed the CARES Act. He says the passage of the coronavirus response legislation will provide much-needed relief to Americans across the country, especially workers and small business owners who have been impacted by COVID-19. President Trump has made the safety and security of the American people a top priority during the national emergency, and this bill will help make Americans more financially secure. At USDA, we will deliver relief assistance to farmers and ranchers as quickly as possible. Americans across the nation are stepping up to the challenges facing them during these uncertain times, and at USDA, we are doing our part to ensure that those who need help will get it, whether it's through nutrition assistance, ensuring the food supply chain is safe and secure, or through new flexibilities with our rural development loan programs. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.